All right, so I'm seeing this news of Kyrie Irving, which is a basketball player, professional basketball player, and he has decided to stop playing and started to, and the reason why he stopped playing, because he didn't want to. He's tired of playing. Now, this is a guy that's making, I want to say, $33 million right now, and that's his job, and he's saying, he's on the contract, and he's saying he doesn't want to play anymore. He's taking a sabbatical. So far, it's been a week. And this is a player that's got many personal accolades, accomplishments, has won a championship. And this is where I could understand when people that are avid sports fans can't comprehend how an athlete that has everything, the world by the balls, basically, and for them to go ahead and just, you know, call it a day. I don't feel like fucking working. Why? Because I said so. And I think that's not a problem. You have every prerogative to, if I don't want to go to work today, I don't have to go to work today. I could just stay at home, watch fucking Narcos all day and jerk off, you know, whatever I want to fucking do, I could do it. But the reality is that if you have a job and if you want to provide a lifestyle for yourself and for your family, you have an obligation, especially when someone's paying you. You're on someone else's dime. And in this case in point, he's on the organization's dime. And of course, he's going to be fine. He's going to be docked or whatever it is. But can you imagine being in such a work environment like that, which is team oriented? So your teammates need you. When you're a very good player and you're trying to win a championship, you kind of need all hands on deck, especially the ones that are very fucking good like he is. And for him to just be like, I just don't want to be there. You guys figure it out. See you later. And this is a guy that vouched for the coach that he currently has. He vouched for the teammate that he currently has, like another superstar in Kevin Durant. So this is a guy that was begging to be in a situation that he's in now. And he fucking checks out because of shit that's happening in the world that are happening to black people. And I'm not again. I'm all for social justice. People getting out there, voicing their opinion, and people taking a knee. I'm all for that because I think that all falls in the term of being peaceful, okay? Whether you like people taking a knee or not, it's peaceful. Is it disrespectful? Maybe that's subjective, but at least it's not doing it in a way of harming others. For example, the MAGA riots and the Black Lives Matter riots are more violent in nature, right? Destroying property. So would you rather take a knee and let or put a fist up in the air, something that is not hurting anybody, that may be disrespectful? Not burning a flag is different. But when you're saying, I'm taking a knee, in a gesture that was suggested to a military person, it was really weird. And I guess, in a way, it's something that I don't understand. When these professional athletes, they check out. Like Kyrie Irving, you checked out. Like, for him, basketball is not his priority. It's very evident to him. It's very evident with him right in the middle of the season, and you're bailing out on your teammates. You're the superstar. That's not a person that is, it's very interesting because I think that person just needs to retire, needs to take a year off like Jordan did. It's the one thing I can appreciate about Jordan is that when he didn't have no more fire for the game, he quit at the end of the season. He stopped playing. He wasn't saying, I'm going to take a week off or whatever. Like, once he was in, he's in. But in this case, important, I'm not trying to shit on Kyrie Irving because I think he's earned every bit of nickels that he's been given as a very talented professional basketball player. But my problem with it is during season, if you're so disinterested in playing basketball and doing it for your teammates and being on the contract, then you got to muster it up, because I think the lesson in all this is that I'm a big proponent of when you start something, you at least finish it, right? You at least go ahead and give it a good shot and try your very best to go ahead and give a great effort, right? But when you're in the middle of the trenches, if you walk out, what does that say about you? And it's just going to look very bad, when especially when you're making over $30 million for the year for playing basketball. And that's all guaranteed. I mean, he could break his ankle out there. And all of that is guaranteed. And I see these things. And while I marvel at the professional game, and I think it's much more talent and the game and the viewership of it, meaning watching professional sports versus college, to me, it's much better product. But when you have these people acting this way, you kind of just get more disconnected to it. I mean, I haven't played basketball in years, and I don't plan on playing anytime soon, especially unless I lose some weight and my Achilles feels a little bit better. But I don't feel at this point it's a smart move for me to do. But, you know, there's many people out there that your window of prime of being able to play for a living is very small. And I don't understand who's the people that are encouraging him, the people that are. But I would just give him that conversation to Kyrie. It's like, listen, you may not be disinterested, but understand that your window of doing this is very small. And you at least owe it, not only to yourself, because you do owe it to yourself, because you never want to look back when you're 50 and not be able to say, man, you know, I can't go back and play again. That's one thing about it, that as a person, you can always go back and get your education. You can go back and do X, Y, and Z. But when it comes to being an athlete, your body only gives you so many good years. And for you to go ahead and for me, it's not necessarily about that, but that's part of the equation, not understanding that. And that was something that was being given to me. I remember when I quit my freshman year, after my freshman year in college, I quit basketball, man. It was because I couldn't handle the fucking complaining. I couldn't handle any of the shit that was happening, like the politics. I felt like I was working my ass off. You know, people were out there partying and fucking drinking and chasing girls and shit. And all I cared about was getting in the gym and trying to be the good player and be for the team. And I didn't drink or I didn't smoke. I didn't do any of that shit. I'm just there trying to do my part as a teammate. And I didn't get along with my teammates. And I don't talk to any of them, really. I mean, no, I don't talk to them. And it was because I had a different mindset when it came to playing sports. I was like, you know, I want to do my part. I don't want to be about chasing women, about being cool, or about worrying about the gossip line. There wasn't any of that for me. So when I quit, it was because I didn't feel that my teammates or the people or the environment that I was in was not about winning games. It was not about the craft of basketball. And I remember a person that told me this advice, and I thought it was very, very good. It's like, you may not regret it now, but what about 5 years from now? What about 10 years from now? And that changed the mindset to saying, this is right, because you only have a finite window of this. Kyrie Irving, you only have X amount of years for you to play professional basketball, for you to do what you want to accomplish as a basketball player. And if you don't want that anymore, that's fine. But I think you at least owe it to your teammates, to the people that you vouch to come on and play with you, for the coach that you vouch for him to be paid and to be signed on. You owe it to them. You owe it to them to finish it out at least through the end of this year and to say, you know what? This year, I want to give you all I got, but this is going to be my last year. I'm going to focus on matters that impact my people, that impact Black people, that impact our community. I want to be more involved in that. So until then, you know, let me go and at least finish out my contractual agreement for this year and then retire and be done with it, right? So, but that's the sad reality is that a guy like that, he's never been checked. People don't tell him. People that love him don't give him that reality. I mean, it's very evident, because how can you sit there and say, well, I didn't feel like playing? Yeah, a lot of people don't feel like playing, but guess what? They're getting paid lots of good money. And especially in a time where people are waiting on a stimulus check for them to pay off whatever it is they need to pay off. And here you are making over $30 million, and this is a problem. You know, and you don't see this being a problem. You don't see this being as being too extreme with selfish interest. And this is why players like Kyrie Irving can never be legendary. You never be what you aspire to be as a professional basketball, and that's fine, because it's much better than what the regular population will ever experience. You're a champion, all-star, perennial top level player, the best handles I've ever seen, but you don't have the engine anymore, and it's okay if you don't. But I think you owe it to your to the organization, you owe it to your teammates, and you owe it to yourself to at least finish out this year. And if you want to go ahead and tank it to the end, so fucking it. But you can't look at Kevin Durant that made a commitment to be there with you and be like, sorry, dog, I'm going to bail out, you know? Like, you told him to come on this flight, and then all of a sudden, halfway through, you're checking out. You can't do that. That's not a leader. That's not a person that anybody wants to play with. That's not a person that... And I'm not saying that your cost isn't worth it. It is. But guess what? There's other people, teammates, that feel the same way about you. And they are there still working and playing. So I hope Kyrie Irving gets his act together. Not because of... I don't feel any pity for him. I mean, he's already set. He's good for life. But my whole point with that is wanting him to do it for his teammates. Do it for the people that made the commitment to him, to the team, to have a good year in basketball. And I hope that these folks can go ahead and... Or Kyrie can understand the severity. I really do.